The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to episode 164 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. Gallagher, Gattaca, and Galga.
I don't think Galaga. You said that right.
Gallagher.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 164 of Thinking Outside the Long Box.
64, dude! I don't know. Wrong. I don't know how you do 64.
I mean, I assume it's like...
It's pretty really close to 69. Like 69.
You're like
it's pretty close.
Each other's hips.
A toe.
Today is our pop culture classic, where at the end of the last episode, we decided we were going to talk about three different pop culture classics.
Oh, is that a real thing?
Galaga, Gallagher.
It is definitely Gattaca. Happening, though.
So, here's the thing. I was actually really, really excited to try and watch this movie, because it looked really cool.
Yeah.
I showed Alicia the trailer this morning. She's all, this looks awful.
No, it's... Okay, so I know you think all of Doyle's picks are very boring.
No, it's just... They're movies that I've seen 100 times, and they're the kind of movies where I'm like, it is a good movie. And I will watch it if I'm watching it with somebody who hasn't seen it before, because it's fun to experience.
And I watched it alone and was enthralled.
Because you can kind of, because for me, I can kind of vicariously experience the movie for the first time again through a new person watching it. But I've fucking seen Gattaca a million goddamn times. I've played Gallagher a million fucking times, and I've watched Gallagher maybe like 5 or 6 times.
I don't know anything about Gallagher except for that he smashes shit. He
now might you go be live really... and you sit in the first four rows, they give you a rain jacket.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
He might be need it. The greatest prop comic of all time.
We were too poor.
He's a prop comic. I don't know why.
How could you not?
He's a bukkake comic.
No,
he's okay. A fruit bukkake comic.
You know, that's fairly accurate. But how could he not be a prop comic?
When, it's like Carrot Top's a prop comic.
He has a prop. It's a fucking giant hammer, and he
Carrot Top doesn't have props, does he? Oh,
yeah.
What he has the like.
Are you fucking high?
That's all he does is props, pretty much.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh, and Carrot steroids.
Carrot Top's the fucking worst, by the way.
I know. He'd probably kick my ass because he's ripped now, but I would try to beat him up if I saw him.
Fuck you, Carrot Top. All of his bits on Space Ghost Coast to Coast were so painful to watch.
Oh, my God. He's the worst.
Who was that guy who used to work out who had the crazy hair? You know who I'm talking
Einstein.
About.
Einstein.
The super gay guy who's not in shape, but he had all the workout videos.
Oh, Richard Simmons.
Yeah.
Richard Simmons.
I don't know why. I just thought like it would be awesome to see Richard Simmons, Gallagher, and Carrot Top in a battle royale to the death.
You know Richard Simmons would win by unhinging his jaw and swallowing them whole like a boa constrictor. Wow.
Plus his army of slightly overweight women would definitely help him out.
I don't know. I just see his...
All right, ladies! Go stomp them in the balls!
I see, like, Game of Thrones Long Night. It's,
he came out and said he wasn't dead.
Gallagher with his fucking sledge-o-matic.
Suspicious.
Well, they said he was dead. Somebody had announced it because he hadn't. He doesn't come out into public anymore, really.
Is he, like, the same kind of character?
Mm-mm. He, like, went into full hiding.
Yeah.
Too. Put on pants and a shirt.
If you haven't seen the fucking Whose Line Is It Anyway with him in it, go watch it.
I've seen
it's
that.
It's so fucking funny.
That was fucking hilarious.
So funny.
Which I remember. Movie?
I missed that.
Whose line
no,
is
whose
it anyway
it's just a show.
Oh, Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking love that
the
show.
The episode with him in it is amazing.
So, one got top score on Galaga at San Diego Comic-Con.
Yes.
He was very proud of it.
I do like really Galaga. Cool. I haven't bought it. I was too poor to play such things when I was little. So now I'm just an adult playing. I love to play fucking arcade games like
did
that.
Did you put your initials in the top score?
I did. Yes, sir.
Did you put, Juan, whatever your middle name is?
Murrow? I don't have a middle name.
Oh, so just JM?
Yep. JMJ is usually what I do for the junior.
Always put.
Oh, I didn't know you were a junior.
Mm-hmm. I'm my dad.
You actually don't have a middle
name? He's the third.
Technically the third?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's dope.
Hell yeah.
Paris didn't love you enough to give you three names?
None of us have three. It's the weirdest thing. They got here and they're like, we're not Mexican, no middle names. And so I don't know what the fuck. That's not really what they said, but none of us have middle names.
In my head, I just imagine your grandfather because I've seen him.
You've never seen my grandfather.
Or your dad.
Yeah.
His dad then.
I've never seen my grandfather.
just somebody.
How do you know you've never seen him?
He's coming in.
He's
like,
in the future. Yeah. Oh,
let's
shit.
Then be
well, you know, when Manhattan decides. When Manhattan decides. Right.
So Galaga's pretty cool.
I'm getting a stand-up arcade for Christmas, I think so.
Oh, one of the
Street Fighter one.
Because
there is one with Galaga.
It's the One Up Arcade ones that they send us a lot of press releases now.
Yeah,
but it has three or four different Street Fighter games on it.
Nice,
so.
It's go time.
Because they're $250. They're cheap as fuck now. When those like 1 in 5,000, the stand up ones are like $1,000 or $1,500.
I want one that just has like every old game on it.
I just don't want to pay for it. Yeah.
There's one that you can get from like Micro Center that you have to build yourself, the cabinet, the board,
it's
everything.
It's small, dude. It's not big.
It's not. But
a buddy of mine has it. It's like fucking this big.
These one up arcade ones are small.
But it is one of the ones that has like fucking everything on it. Because it's got like a cherry pie.
But I mean, I want that.
So you can just put whatever you want.
Cabinet, you know.
Well, my brother has, there's a guy, it's a team, and the American guy is here doing, he sends you the actual cabinet and he builds it for you. And then the other guy is from like India or some bullshit. He does all the software stuff. And so anytime, like it's like $2,000. Anytime you have a problem with it, you call him up and he just jumps on it and fucking fixes it. And you're all good for the life of the arcade.
The rest of the time, he's just watching you beat up.
Yeah.
how fucked up would you be if you got the top score and then it said, thank you for playing Rabbits?
I haven't listened to Rabbits, so I don't get that.
Rabbits never caught my attention either.
Oh, I like it.
Now nobody knows what the fuck we're talking about.
I liked it. Anyway, back to Gallagher.
Gallagher and Rabbits.
And Galaga.
Yes.
And Galactus.
No, let's not ask that. Three's enough.
Gattaca. What is Gattaca, though?
So Gattaca is effectively a science fiction film noir. Okay?
1997.
Yes. It is about a world where when you're born, they can test your DNA and they can tell you with like a high level of certainty like when you'll die and what you'll die from. And so people that were born...
As well as everything else about you, all your genetics.
Yeah.
People who were born, like, via the natural process of birth run the risk of, you know, having heart disease when they're, like, 50 or, like, you know, having bad vision and things like that. So there becomes a market where people... Where people perfect their children in utero before they're born. So they have the best shot at life, and people that were born kind of before that technology existed, because they know how bad off they are, but they never had the opportunity to be perfected before they were born. There's like this divide, like culturally and class wise, they call them degenerates. Like, you know, because their genes are
or
lesser.
Borrowed ladders
or
yeah.
What's that?
Borrowed ladders.
Yeah. So it's this idea that...
Well, that's only if they're trying to steal
their way
they're
trying to steal somebody's identity. So the idea is that there's a guy who's very smart, and he wants to be basically in space. Like, he wants to be...
An astronaut.
Yeah, he wants to be an astronaut, but his genes are inferior. His brother was born after him and has had his genes modified, and so he is like a superior specimen. And so they have this kind of like conflict with each other.
Think of Rocky IV.
they have kind of this conflict with each other, but then the guy who's the inferior brother ends up effectively backdooring his way into this company called Gattaca by stealing somebody's identity down to like the DNA level, and they have to work together because he gets blood tested every day, he gets piss tested every day, he has to like scrub down all his skin to make sure he has like as little skin follicles falling off, and then he takes that guy's skin and shakes it into his computer and stuff like that, you know, so that
it's definitely a little creepy.
Like, everything he leaves behind is this other dude's DNA, and he basically has to pretend to be someone else all the time. And it's it.
Why would what are they afforded more things?
Yeah, like yeah. He talks about how they literally won't hire you if your genetic testing isn't good enough. You know, so he can't move forward.
I mean, just think of like 80% of the population is predispositioned from birth to be as smart as they can be, as physically fit as they can be.
Right.
And then you come along because your parents fucked in the back of a car and you're the janitor. Like, yeah. It says in the movie, like, it's illegal in their society, but they just get around it by, you know, DNA tests and
what they literally say is, you know, you have to take a mandatory drug test, and then they test your DNA too. And they see, oh, well, you know, they call them faith babies or God babies, you know, because it's people that they just had sex instead of like making sure that their child was genetically the way they were supposed to be. So
the movie comes off super real to me.
Yeah.
Like something that could really happen.
Something that I feel like might be happening somewhere.
There are people looking into, I don't think that we technically allow gene modification at this point, their whole job is to map out the genome and figure out what the fuck's going on.
I mean, they can test an unborn child in vitro and tell you it's going to have Downs.
Sure. 100%. It's going to have that. Yeah. We did it. Yeah, we did it for sure on both kids.
Son of a bitch.
Well, it was to be informed. We were never going to abort either one of the kids, but then you could prepare.
Yeah.
You could prepare your future for a kid who has special needs.
Yeah. Get everything in line before they're even born.
So I'll probably do it just because of all the bad karma I've got stacked up. Something's going to be wrong with my firstborn child. I know it.
Put that out there, man. Your kid will be
fine. What do you need?
I hope so. I hope by putting it out there, everything will be fine. The movie is good, and the only reason I fell asleep to it this time was because I have actually seen it a million times before.
Right.
After watching it again, I realized it
bored me to death.
And I don't know how big my top list is, but it's on the top. It's up there.
Man,
it's so good.
It's well written. It's very interesting. It was super, super engaging. Like,
it's well acted.
Yeah.
It holds the tension.
Like,
even though there's not really tension.
There is, though, because like the whole movie, you're like thinking about what the fuck happens if he gets caught.
Yeah, that's true.
And then
I guess I am watching it from the perspective of seeing it like 40 times.
Right. But then he just never fucking gets caught. And it's awesome. It's like, it's almost like a heist film. Where the criminal gets away with it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's like really that. Kind of a cool thing that they've done.
There's one shitty part, and it's not even shitty in the movie. Like, I like the movie still. I like the way they do it. It's just shitty emotionally. Every time I watch the movie, there's a point in the movie in which I think the brother who becomes a detective, the genetically superior brother, he does figure out that his younger brother is there somewhere. There's a point in the movie where I always feel like he wants to find his little brother to make amends to, like, for being a dick his whole life. But then when he finds him, he's still a dick.
Right.
Like, I'm like, no.
Like, you can tell he's conflicted. And like, when the fact that there's not really a resolution to, like, their conflict, even after he beats him in the second swimming thing, it just kind of goes nowhere.
Yeah.
It just disappears. The idea disappears. And, like, he's defeated his genetically superior brother.
He does let him go, though.
Yeah, but there's no, like, real resolution to it.
True.
You know, nobody says, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just goes into space.
It's kind of like, haha.
The thing with the doctor.
They beat you.
The doctor scene is awesome. It's one of my favorite scenes.
Yeah, where he's just, like, he's always known, and he wants him to succeed. Like, I think that's a really cool idea.
Not only has he always known, I don't know if the other guy's always known. There's a scene in the movie where he's going to throw away his cup, and his old boss, who is the old janitor, takes the cup from him. I kind of feel like the old boss knew, too.
Right. But, it's cool. Like, it's a fucking great movie.
Agreed.
Though.
Yeah. Great comedian.
No. Not funny. Just smashes stuff.
Well, I always thought he was kind of funny.
Oh, dude, it's just fucking stupid dad jokes and him busting watermelons with a mallet.
Yeah? Problem? Where's the problem with that?
It's not funny. That's the problem with it. It was funny when I was in, like...
It's because you hate things.
I do hate things.
But think about how much fun it would be to have a sledge-o-matic and smash things.
I mean, yeah, but I also don't want fruit to spray all over my...
Wear a raincoat.
Super cocky coat. Fruit cocky.
Fruit cocky.
I like it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, fruit cocktail. Fruit cocky.
Jesus Christ.
Just mix it with a little bit of cream. You know what
if I ever open,
oh, come on.
If man. I ever open a bar, that's going to be a drink on the menu.
The fruit cocky.
The fruit cocky.
It's just, it's punch. It's like alcoholic punch.
Yeah, it'll be like a fruit smoothie with fucking vodka in it or something. You know?
Yeah, fruit cocky.
Fruit cocky.
It's all the fruit just spraying all over the place.
Yeah, just cocky it about, you know?
Or not vodka, sake. Something to keep it Japanese.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
It'd be sweet if you just made this elegant mixed fruit drink and then you just throw it in their face. Would you like another set? Yeah.
It takes you like 15 minutes to make it.
Would you like the face, neck, and chest edition?
You opened it already?
No, Juan can open his.
Did everything come out okay, Juan?
Probably also alien themed, if it's another reject from the loot crate.
I'll tell you how I ended up with all these eventually.
He's a postal worker.
That's pretty legit.
They fell off the truck.
He has a phone.
That's cool.
Yeah, I like it.
Face hugger's pissing. Oh, it's a little alien petri.
Oh, is that what I'm doing right now?
I guess.
Yeah, let's do it.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, ho,
ho. Juan's a ho, ho, ho.
Green. I am.
Fo, show, show, show.
Oh, shit. What does the back say? Artist series. Limited edition. Ha, that's cool. Oh, fuck. I don't know where the camera is.
It's this one.
Huh? Evil Dead 2. That is pretty legit.
Get some. Loot crate.
I just feel like a lot of people aren't getting their loot crates last couple of months.
If you're missing this,
don't look for Tim.
Yeah, it wasn't off of my route, that's for sure. No, I work with
I was like, is that how you got it, really?
No. I mean, actually, yes, I did get it from work, but it came from a coworker, not from a customer.
Tim's like, it fell out of a truck.
Like,
bounced into my truck.
Bounced off the back of the truck into my truck, and I don't have nowhere to put it, so I just took it home.
So I bounce it into your lap.
So I bounce it right on now.
Like the magic lettuce in Watchmen?
Yes, like the magic lettuce in Watchmen.
Yeah.
So are we done, or what's going on? Gattaca?
I think could be. Yeah.
Gattaca's good. Gallica's good.
Thumbs down.
Gallagher is like 3 out of 4 for the table here. Doesn't seem like Gabe likes him.
You should watch it at some
point.
It's a great movie.
I literally did try to watch it this morning. Wasn't happening.
No, I feel you. All of my legal sources for watching it were also down.
That's weird. I felt like it was just on Amazon Prime where I watched it.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that's totally where we watched it.
Totally legal sources that were just
Yeah. That's where we watched it. Totally.
What the fuck?
I probably own this movie somewhere also.
You are a super fan.
You would have had to have rented it on Amazon Prime.
I didn't rent it at all, so I must just own it on Amazon Prime then.
Yeah. I had to turn to one of my other totally legal sources to watch it.
It was a totally legal source. We watched it on YouTube, and somebody else did a totally legal way of putting it up.
Yeah.
Hey, the way they did it is not on you.
No.
Yeah, yeah. You just are watching it on YouTube.
I'm just consuming content. I can't help that it was...
I can't help that I'm a content consumer.
It doesn't work with child pornography. I don't believe it works.
But YouTube is a legit company.
It's not what we did at all and ever plan to do.
So is Brad Booty Betty, you know what I'm saying? No.
Wow. That's gross.
Wow, Doyle.
I just made it up. 3 beats.
Jesus.
Oh.
They probably exist, though, if you... Hopefully
so
it's
I'm
not child pornography.
Oh, God, stop.
Three quarters of the way up for Gallagher, Gattaca, and Galga.
I like Galaga. Gallagher's I give Galaga
a
straight
even get a
thumbs
up.
Thumbs up for Galaga.
All right,
thumbs up for Galaga. Thumbs up for Gattaca.
Thumbs down for Gallagher.
And for me, it's going to be a thumbs up for Gallagher.
Okay, so I'll give it a thumbs up for Gattaca. Thumbs up for Gattaca. And then a thumbs, like, three quarters of the way down for Gallagher.
So, the rating system is already highly convoluted. Yeah. But because of how this episode evolved, the episode is now highly convoluted.
Yes. I would support Gallagher even if it meant him dying.
Jesus. Gallagher's on life support. Doyle's like, sledge-o-matic, bitch. Bow.
Can I unplug him yet?
Fruit cocky.
I award him.
Fruit cocky.
Wearing his rain poncho.
I feel like so many people have made a living doing stuff they shouldn't have been able to make a living at after him that it's his fault. And Galaga's amazing for the time. It's still fun.
Very fun game.
It's hard. It's a hard game.
It is
a hard game.
Well, all old games, they didn't used to care if you could beat games.
They just wanted you to keep pumping quarters into machines.
I know this to be true.
Yeah, true story.
And then. Yeah, Gattaca, like I said, it's. Yeah, I don't actually know what my top movies are, but it's in there.
Wow.
It's floating around in there. Top 20, top 10.
The cast had me excited.
It's amazing.
And that's really why I wanted to watch
it. You should definitely watch it.
The acting is phenomenal. It's phenomenal.
The story is super fascinating. Phenomenal. Like, it's just a good movie.
That guy that plays the main space character, in suits. He needs to be in more stuff because he is a phenomenal actor.
Ethan Hawke?
Yeah.
He's in a lot of things.
That's well, why I said like, the cast got me excited.
I mean, he is in a ton of shit, but he's not doing anything now. Like, I want to keep seeing him.
I don't know if he is. Is he?
Meth, crack, cocaine.
So he's just doing Hollywood,
then. I was like, meth, huh? What show is that?
You see this here?
Adult collectible.
Heroin.
So I guess you could shove... That means you could shove it up your butt if you wanted to.
You're gonna
a lot of spikes.
Like, I know I've seen Ethan Hawke in a movie, like, really recently.
He was in Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets.
Fuck was he in that?
Man, yeah.
Because that was a movie Gabe and I watched not long ago.
Not long ago? We watched that like a year ago.
In 2018, he was in Juliet Naked. He was in Blaze.
I don't know what that movie is.
Stockholm.
Don't know what that is.
The Kid with Vincent D'Onofrio.
Those are all old movies, though.
Yeah. No, that came out in 2018.
Oh, really?
2019.
I feel like The Kid came out in 2012.
Fuck, I just had it.
Fuck.
Bullshit.
Dead Space Podcasting, where everybody's looking shit.
Yeah.
So in 2018, he was in Juliet Naked, Blaze in Stockholm. In 2019, he was in The Kid, Adopt a Highway, The Truth. And in 2020, he'll be in Tesla and Cutthroat City.
He's Tesla also in The Purge.
He's in The Purge.
Which Purge?
The original.
The Racist Purge?
Or the show. He's in The Purge show.
Yeah.
Ooh, I watched some
of that. Came out in this year. So he's actually pretty prolific. Who the fuck said he wasn't?
I did. Because I fucking haven't seen him in anything lately.
He's just in a lot of. It looks like he's in a lot of independent movies.
The TV show The Purge is like. At first, you're like, yeah, and then you're like six episodes, and you're like, it's still purging.
He's like the sharpshooter or whatever.
All right. There's so much purge going on.
So that's probably the last show.
I thought there was
going to
be like
a
lead up and like aftermath. No, it's just like 2 hours before the purge and then a season of purging. And it's one night of purge. So you see lots of fuckers get purged.
You said purge a lot. Yeah.
Purge.
We're going to have to purge Doyle.
Have you given your ratings?
I didn't watch Gattaca, so I can't give it a rating. Gallagher, I gave a thumbs down, and Gallagher, I gave a thumbs up.
Gallagher, dude, yeah. So bad.
Who picked that? It was you. You started that.
Yeah, because I like the way it flows.
So with that said, fuck Gallagher.
Yes.
This has been episode 164 of Thinking
by Gallagher.
I know. I'm thinking outside the long box. I've been Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
Let's sledge this episode.
We purge Gallagher.
Be sure to find us at www.totlb.com and go to totlb.com/products/2020-boudoir-calendar. To get our new boudoir calendar for the 2020 season.
It's $15.50. Come on, guys.
It's worth it.
Come on.
It's awesome.
For the price of 3 to 4 trips to Starbucks, you too can have a boudoir calendar.
For the price of 2 trips to Starbucks, thank you very much.
I don't go to Starbucks.
That shit is expensive.
Yeah, I don't go to Starbucks.
I saw a fucking calendar of dogs pooping that was $25. So, come on.
The calendars are more expensive than we thought.
They are.
Who knew keeping track of days so crazy?
So expensive.
We all got in the phones we want to put on the walls.
All right, let's get the fuck
Should
out
we have
here.
A digital version? We don't know how to do that.
I don't know how to do that. Yeah.
If we figure it out, you'll get a free digital version, but we probably won't.
All right, everybody.
See you in a couple days when we are back to talk about
Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yes.
I told you to watch it. I don't think you fucking did either.
I watched the first one.
He watched it because I woke up to it.
Yeah. I watched the first one.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
See you in a couple days.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.